where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
It's time for your new business journey. And we'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? Welcome to the show, Robert. Tell us, what was one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
How much time do we have? Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show today. I'm going to tell a quick story because it's a really good story, and it completely changed the trajectory of what I was doing and continued to do. And my first business, called TSC Sports and Entertainment, we'd create these packages to go to events. So it was our first big event. It was the Super Bowl in 2000. The Giants were playing the Ravens, if you could, anyone could remember back that far. I'm sure Ravens fans do because they won. But what happened is basically at that time, there was no StubHub. There was no Vivid Seats. We had to buy tickets from ticket brokers. So to make a long story shorter, what happened was me and my partner had paid about $200,000, $300,000 up front to get 300 or so tickets for the game. We get a call on that Thursday prior, game is Sunday. All of our clients, executives, they're down in, it was in Tampa, they're golfing, they're going to go to the game Sunday. We get a call that he can only deliver 6 of the 300 tickets. So my heart drops. I literally fall back and I'm like, my reputation's going to be ruined. I'll never work in sports. Maybe I'll go out to California, become a screenwriter. Okay, I gather myself and I call him back and I say, listen, we have to figure this out. We have to figure out how to get these tickets together. He's like, listen, I need $250,000 in cash down here in Tampa because I have to go on the street and go purchase all of these tickets. So basically, now I'm thinking, we only had 6 people in the company at the time. This was our first big event. My brother, he's an artist, lives in Brooklyn, just got married, least business guy you know. Call him up. He had to go to the bank, pick up the money, which they had to put together. It was all we had left in the bank. His wife thought I'm dealing drugs down in Florida. Comes down, brings the money. I have to hand it over to this broker with everything. This is it. This is our business to get these tickets. Finally, the broker calls us up. You know, I'm calling all weekend. No. Calls us up Saturday into Sunday, probably 4 a.m. I have all your tickets. I finally got them. I went and picked them up. We gave them to all our clients who never knew on Sunday morning prior for them going to the game. We ended up losing $300,000 on the event we're supposed to make all of our money on. We paid all of our salespeople. Our clients never knew. And the thing that changed everything there was those clients were my clients, and they stayed clients for 20 plus years. We must have got paid back, 50 times from everything. And understanding, because there was a lot of other companies that just took off, left town, closed shop. So that was the biggest story. I still have little nightmares. I remember when I first came back, I was having nightmares that I was on this little island and it was sinking. And that's when I learned about Klonopin, and that helped. So anyway.
No, that sounds like
a pivotal moment.
That would be a pivotal moment. But it's great that everybody stayed with you after all of those years. So actually that a disaster turned out to be an investment, right? And so you can't beat that.
I'm surprised you gave the same guy more money.
Well, I had no choice because the situation was he was my only out because at that time there wasn't anywhere else to go. And I had already given him the majority of the money. So even if I gave that money to someone else, they still wouldn't have been able to deliver all of those tickets. So it was my only option. And the funny thing was, after all of this, months later, he comes to my office and says, I want to make it back to you. And he brings out his little checkbook and he gives me a check for $10,000. And I literally looked at it and just threw it back across the table. And I was just like, I'll never work with this person again.
Oh, absolutely. At a minimum. Well, thanks for sharing. Giuseppe Grammatico, what was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
I appreciate the question. As you're talking, I'm going through and thinking which had the biggest impact. And about 25 years ago, when I worked for the financial service in J.P. Morgan Midtown, I met a personal lifestyle coach. His name was John Allen Mullenhauer up in northern New Jersey. Everyone calls him Jam. And I remember him telling me this, and it didn't really resonate. But he said, in any business, you have to almost create a media company. What does that mean? Well, you need to be able to get out there and let everyone know you're there, whether it's a podcast, YouTube channel. I remember it struck me, but I didn't really know what to do with that information. Fast forward 20 years later, I launched my franchise consulting business, and I was doing everything right. I brought a lot to the table, but just wasn't attracting enough people into my business. And we started talking. We started talking back on LinkedIn. We had lunch together. And I said, remember that media comment you made? And he goes, yeah. And he said, well, why don't you create a podcast? He said, you have a face for radio. So it was an audio-only
nice
podcast.
Well, too bad podcasts nowadays are also video.
Well, fast forward.
We're in trouble.
Right. Fast forward 8 months, and we were on YouTube, so we lost my face. But in all seriousness, yeah, we launched on YouTube back in 2020. So right before the pandemic, it just happened to work out that way. And I remember him telling me, you got to create this media company, whether it's audio, it's video, it's YouTube, whatever the platform is, you got to get out there and you have to educate. You know, you have to really resonate with people. So it's a high touch people business. And it just struck me and launched a podcast, Franchise Freedom, back in February of 2020. And it's just been over 6 years and about 300 episodes. And that really catapulted the business. It really got my video out there, the information out there, the podcast, and it just completely changed the trajectory. We doubled our revenue within 24 months, and it's been going really well since then. So
that's such great advice, because today you got to be out there and you got to be heard, and
yes,
you got to get your message out to
everyone. They knew how to do it right, too, and they didn't quit. I mean, that's the hardest part, is people do 6 episodes and quit.
Yeah, the average is 10, I think. 10 episodes and they quit, right?
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, what is a decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
So, Richard was in corporate for a long time, and he was miserable, and I wanted him to start his own firm for a long time. And then they were doing another reorg, and we may have had to move to Boston, whatever. So he decided that it was time to start his own firm, which I was strongly in support of. I didn't realize at the time that it wasn't just starting a firm. It was throwing ourselves into the entrepreneurial community and doing things the entrepreneurial way. And that has been so rewarding. And I think now that I'm getting older, what I love most about it, we were at a conference. We saw a lot of people we've known for a long time. They're in their 70s. They're marching towards 80. They are not slowing down. That's what I love. One of the things
they don't
about
think
it.
They're slowing down.
Well, they're not. Well, they don't. They might have slowed down a little bit. No, they still have vitality. They're smart. They're going. So that's one. I didn't realize we were getting into something where we could work on things we love working on for the rest of our lives, really.
Boy, that kind of sounds exhausting, but I agree. I mean,
what else are you going to do? Sit around and worry?
We're going to be wheeling our wheelchairs into iHeart. Recording radio shows.
It's better than wheeling your wheelchair into bingo.
No, that was going to be turning up his hearing aid.
Well,
you know.
Well, and just one quick thing about that. So, you know how AI knows all about me and it taunts me, like it puts commercials in my feed for older ladies because I told Gemini how old I was, but our TV knows too. And so it just keeps showing us like, oh, these adult retirement communities and all this stuff. And that's what really made me think about it. It's like, I'm never going into one of those.
Well, for my decision that changed the trajectory of my business, I'm going to put my goody two shoes on and talk about my morning routine. I get up at 5 a.m., and I work do some emails, and I plan my day, and then I go out and I do my workout. And getting started every day, I fall asleep at 8:30, right, which is not so cool. It's kind of hard when we go out now to stay up past, you know, stay up with everybody else, but we don't do that so much. But getting up early, I think, has made a big difference. I do my best work in the morning when I'm fresh. I get my exercise, I have my breakfast. I think it's made a really big difference in my productivity, in my organization.
Right? I'd say the mornings, you got to own that morning.
Yeah, it's so nice and quiet. Yeah. I can really relate to that.
I just got to get up before my teenage girls for a couple hours. Because as soon as, like, you know, 7 a.m. comes, that's my shirt. No, it's my shirt. That's my, and then everything. So getting in those, I have that same routine.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.